Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
All right, so all the Glenn Becks of the world and other sort of political, shall we say, fringe types, although Beck isn't fringe anymore, right?
I think you could still say he might be.
Search for Barack Obama's birth certificate, okay, to figure out if he was born in the United States or not. A better story, a much more complex and nuanced story, is to actually trace the Obamas back to Africa and to discover the extraordinary story of how the family emerged in Africa and actually became an immigrant family and became a part of this sort of mixed race phenomenon. We were discussing racial identity this week here on The Takeaway, how the Obamas became the Obamas. And now, of course, when Barack Obama became president of the United States, where did they celebrate?
Kenya.
In Kenya, that's right. There's
but
an
also
ancestral
all
village.
Other places all
sure,
over the
exactly,
world.
That's right. Peter Firstbrook, author of the book The Obamas, The Untold Story of an African Family, joins us now in the studio. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Thanks for coming in. You know, what is the untold story, and how do you set about to find the Obamas back in Africa? And how far back can you go?
Well, there are several untold stories. The untold story of the immediate history of the family, about the president's grandfather Onyango and the president's father, and lots of new stories that come out of that. But there's also the untold story of the Luo tribe. That's the tribe of his father and his family that actually go back well over 1,000 years and originated in southern Sudan. And I've been able to, using a combination of academic history, anthropology, and also oral history primarily, traced the Obama family back 23 generations to about 1250.
And you, for 25 years, were a BBC documentarian,
I sure,
right?
Yeah.
And listen to some tape here. Here's some sound of you actually encountering some of the places and ancestral folks of the Obamas as part of your investigation. Listen.
Today is 22nd of January 2009, and we are out in a village called Oyugis, where we've come to visit the sister to Hussein Onyango. She is the daughter of Onyango Hussein.
She's
the daughter, not the sister.
No.
She's the daughter
of Baba.
So I get a sense of the complexity of this story in that you have to rely on testimony of oral history being created on the spot. What was this like for you?
Yeah, well, that was actually the first week I started my work. So I was completely overwhelmed with multiple families. You've got to remember that a lot of these men have several wives. I mean, the president's father had four wives. His grandfather had five wives. And that creates a very complicated family history. And I was sitting with the cousin to the president and the president's aunt, Hawa Auma. Now, Auma doesn't speak English, only speaks Swahili and Duluo, which is the tribal language. So I had to work with through an interpreter and a translator. And the person speaking English there was Roy Samo, who's my fixer, my researcher, my helper. He did everything really for me. He was terrific.
You know, you said you were speaking with the cousin of Obama. I would think after being elected president, you go to the villages in Kenya where
they're all cousins.
A lot of cousins.
you're absolutely right. When I got there, everybody was called Obama, and it takes some unpeeling. But Charles was actually the first cousin once removed. They had their grandfathers were brothers, if that makes any sense. But the other person who was off microphone there was Hawa Auma. Now, she was the youngest sister of the president's father and the only living member of the family of that generation. And Hawa now is in her late 60s. And that was my first proper interview with her. But I got to know her really well. I used to go back and we used to eat. She used to cook me chicken. And she was a terrific source of stories. And I became really very close to her.
You know, it strikes me, and I may be wrong in this, please tell me if I am, that it's possibly easier to trace Obama's lineage because his father came directly from Africa, and many African Americans have the issue of slavery that murks up their family tree and makes it very difficult to track down ancestors. You agree with that?
Absolutely. I mean, I think anybody from West Africa that came over in the slave trade, you can trace their histories back very well if the plantation records survive. But actually, any time beyond them earlier than them arriving in the Americas, there's often no evidence at all. Whereas in eastern Kenya, there was a slave issue, but that they went east to the Middle East and the Arab traders. Mm-hmm. So anybody that came over to the New World from East Africa tended to be quite late arrivals.
Peter Furstbrook is author of The Obamas, The Untold Story of an African Family. Did you encounter anything in the stories of Barack Obama's relatives that might have predicted the character who emerged on the world stage today? Anything about the great-grandfather, the grandfather?
Well, I think with the Luo people in general have a reputation in Kenya for being very intelligent. They put it down to a high-protein diet of fish. whether it's true or not, I don't know. But certainly in Kenya, most of the university professors and the doctors are Luo. So they certainly do have a reputation for being very bright. Clearly, anybody who migrates to another country is ambitious, they're determined, and I think all these characteristics you can see in President Obama.
Finally, did you get a sense that this is a heritage that Barack Obama maintains in his life or has lost in some sense?
No, I mean, President Obama is obviously of mixed race, and 50% of his genes are African through his father, but he is an American. He was brought up in Hawaii, and except for 4 years in Indonesia, he went through the American educational system, and he is, to all intents and purposes, in terms of nurture, an American.
He's left it behind. Did you find yourself envious compared with what you might find as the narrative of the first Brooks? If you were to do the same sort of thing. He's got a great story.
I certainly couldn't trace my family back to 1215. I doubt if I could do it with yours either, to be honest.
And there's no precedence in there either.
No, not to my knowledge, no.
Although you're doing pretty well.
Thank you.
Peter Furstbrook, the author of The Obamas, The Untold Story of an African Family. Go to thetakeaway.org and see a sort of a recounting of the investigation of Peter Furstbrook. Peter, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
You're supposed to say things like, no precedence yet.
No presidents, yes, yeah, right.
Yeah, because you always have, you know, children and niece and nephews that are the next president, right?
Are there some first Brooks born here, Peter?
No, but my wife is American.
Okay, well.
Very strong links over here.
There you go.
Family.
You could still get a President Furstbrook. We've got more conversations like this and conversations with you at thetakeaway.org. The conversation about race and family isn't just about the Obamas. We have this amazing discussion going on with you about the comments made by Halle Berry in Ebony Magazine. She talked about how she believes in the one drop theory. Many of you say you don't agree with Ms. Berry. We want to hear your views. How do you define your race? What is your ethnicity or your identity when you are of mixed race? Let us know at thetakeaway.org or you can give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
And is one drop more simplistic than what Peter Furstbrook has done in his story, which really gives you a much greater sense of the connections and the identity.
I don't think even Halle Berry believes that the one drop rule is anything but a simplistic view of race. But we want to hear your views anyway, of course. I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.